Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Sister Hagen. So when I call a friend, call a neighbor, and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us. And right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come today. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We bless your wonderful, glorious, magnificent, and holy name. Father, there's absolutely nobody like you. Can't nobody do what you do. We are just so thankful. We stand in awe of you, all of the wonderful, incredible things that you do to demonstrate your love to us. We just wanted to pause in this day and say thank you from the bottom of our heart. Thank you, Father, for being who you are. Thank you, Father, for being Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for being the one true and only living God. Father, we certainly do appreciate you, and we thank you for everything. Oh, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, and we say thank you. Father, there is nobody like you. Can't nobody do what you do. We just say thank you. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you for our families and our friends all over the world. Thank you for the prayer family, the prayer armies, the prayer cells, the prayer chapters. And we thank you. Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, how you're bringing your people together. Lord, we take this moment, this special moment, this special day, this special week, November 23rd, 2015, and we declare this to be a week long of Thanksgiving where we just will thank you, Father, because you are the greatest. You are the greatest. You're greater than anything. You're greater than anyone. Oh, God, and we just say thank you. We appreciate your loving kindness. We appreciate everything you do. And we take this moment and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. We say thank you. Hallelujah, glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, bless your name, oh God. And we just want to take a moment as we just read, hallelujah, the word, hallelujah, Psalms 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom, O Lord, is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever and ever. Oh, bless that wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord. Hallelujah, and speak of his wondrous works ever and ever and ever. Yes, we're live here in the studio. Call us. We'd love to say hello to you. Give us a call now, 646-200-4189. 646-200-4189. And God bless you all. We're just going to take a moment, pause, hallelujah, for your call, 646-200-4189. And while we're waiting for your call, we'll be right back in a moment. Oh, bless his name. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes. And we thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being there. Oh, my, 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 my. Actually, please get your Bible and turn with us rather briefly into the Word of God from another very favorite passage of Scripture. Hallelujah. The book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. We're going to go there. And we just want to leave a little something extra in your hearing today. Oh, bless his wonderful, wonderful name. The Bible declares in the book of 2 Chronicles, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with them, for there be more with us than with them. Good God Almighty. Be strong and be courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Good God Almighty. If you don't remember anything else we've talked about today, just remember to be strong and to be courageous. Be strong, my friend, and be courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't worry about how many or how large a multitude is with the enemy. And be strong, be courageous, be not afraid, not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't worry about, hallelujah, all the multitude that's with the enemy, the multitude that's with the opposition. Because look what the Word of God says. For there be more with us than with him. And the Bible clearly says, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. He's here to help us, and his purpose is to help us and to fight our battles. He is a mighty good helper. Oh, my God, God is a mighty good helper. How many times can you testify to the fact that God helped you? Well, our God is a mighty great helper. And he's here to help you, and he's here to fight our battles. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, when that word came, good God Almighty, the people rest themselves upon the words that the Lord has spoken to the king. And I just want to say to you, my friend, just rest yourself. Rest yourself. Peace. Rest yourself. Where you've just been getting all stressed out, overworked, oppressed, depressed, making yourself sick over the way things are, the news, you hear news, and instead of being good news, it ends up to be stress news, and you just work yourself into a frenzy. You've gotten yourself all sick, all worn out. You don't have the energy. You're just feeding on all the negatives. Glory to God, and you're scared, and you're losing rest and sleep. But look, rest yourself. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord, and God is here to help you. Whatever the situation is, whatever the struggle, whatever the circumstance, hallelujah, God is with you. God is with us. He's here to help us and to fight our battles. Glory to God. So just rest in the word of God. Rest knowing that he will do whatever he promised. As a soldier in the army of the Lord, don't deflect. Don't run coward and hide. Glory be to God, but be strong and be courageous. Glory be to God. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Glory be to God, because, hallelujah, the Lord is with you, and there be more with you than with them. Good God. Good God Almighty. Father, we just thank you for this time that we get to meet with our brothers and sisters from all over the world, and to just say a little something that will motivate them and encourage them in their time. In their time of talking to you, in their prayer cells, in their prayer chapters, in their prayer circles. Father, continue to strengthen them. Give them more strength. Help them to be strong. Help them to be courageous. Strengthen each and every one. Let them not be afraid, not dismayed. Let them know, God, you are here to help them. You are a mighty good helper. And there is more with them than what's with the others. Because more with you, you bring more. The whole host of heaven has come to assist and aid them. And we thank you for victory. We call it God in Jesus' mighty name. That's it, my friend. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. Hallelujah. And get back to being prayed up. Hallelujah. Because God does answer prayer. Be strong now. Be courageous and go in Jesus' name and accomplish the mission. Until we meet again, have a wonderful day. God bless you all. We love you, and thank you so much for being here. Bye-bye.